Good morning, No BS Women. How is everybody? Welcome to the orientation call on this fine Sunday morning. I'm going to give you all a chance to come on in. Everybody to get connected while we're waiting. I'm curious, how many brand new people do we have? Brand new members? How many elders? The beautiful thing about this call is that it can be viewed by anybody who's wanting, just paid on Tuesday. Congratulations, Tracy. This call can be used by anybody who is brand new, anybody who wants to restart, kind of gives you some basic framework on the program. Good. Holly's brand new. That's great. Come on. This is awesome. I love this call. It's so much fun to get to see new people, find out about you, where you live, what questions you have, and all those things. Denise signed up on Sunday, Donna on Thursday, Shannon's new, Brianna, Cheryl is here. She's an elder. That's and Carol. That's awesome. I'm glad to see a mix of people here. I really am. Like I said, this call is good for brand new people or some of our current members who just want to take a step back and say, wait a minute, I want to reset. I want to start doing this again, like a new person. I want a little structure. You're in the right place. FedEx just delivered Tracy's planner. That's awesome. Awesome, awesome. All right. Looks like our numbers have stabilized a little bit. Ellen is new. Dana. Do y'all remember that? Probably dating myself. There was a show when I was a kid where, I can't remember the name of the show, but the host had that magic mirror and it did the swirly thing. And she would call out everybody's name at the end of the call. Anyway, at the end of the show. Anyway. All right. I'm going to go ahead and get this keynote rolling. You guys can let me know if you see it. Give me just a second to check my instructions. And we will share screen. And get started. Okay, if I did this right, you can see in the big screen, romper room, that's it, in the big screen, the slide that says getting the most out of weight loss. Is that what everybody sees? Just the one slide with the glasses and all that stuff? Let me know in the chat. Yes, yes. All right. I am really becoming very good at this. Okay. So let's get started. Here's how we're going to roll today. I'm going to go through this quick presentation. I'm going to take some Q&A. And if some of you brand new people, even some elders, want to stay for a quick site tour, then we'll do that at the very end. Not everybody needs that, but some people like to have it. So I will take you on a quick site tour at the very end. At the bottom of your screen, whether you are on your phone, on your computer, on your iPad, whatever you're on, the bottom of your screen, you'll see a Q&A box. Put your questions there. I won't always be checking the chat, mostly because we have a couple elders in the chat that might be able to help you if you have put questions there. Otherwise, put questions in the Q&A. And if you don't mind, wait until a little bit later, maybe 15, 20 minutes, you know, as I finish up the keynote, because I may answer your questions. We've tried to create this in a way that is super clear and gives you everything you need. So if you don't know me, I'm Kathy. I am the co-host of the podcast. I am a coach. I am many things on the No BS team, but right now I am the person who does orientation, helps you with onboarding and all those things. So part of my story, if you don't know it, is that I found Corinne at a church retreat in 2013. She and a priest were the keynote speakers. That is not a lie. That is no joke. It is the absolute truth. But as you all found, wherever you found Corinne, whether it was in Facebook or on Instagram or in the socials or in the podcast, she was real. She made sense. She gave clear, simple instructions. And that's what really attracted me to her, because I had done all the things, just like so many of you, all the Weight Watchers, all the keto, all the, I came super close one time to buying Nutrisystem, and I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. I had basically given up on myself, decided it was in the genes. I was just going to be overweight my entire life. But I met Corinne. I came home. I sat on the couch next to my husband, or on the coffee table, actually a very sturdy coffee table, at 230 pounds, and told my husband, I'm going to do this one more time. Just one more time. I'm going to do what this lady says. She makes sense. You don't have to do a thing. And 18 months later, I was 80 pounds down. I was training for my first half marathon. And I was very close to going to work for Corinne. I went to work for Corinne about 2 years in as a mentor and doing a little, admin stuff on the side for her. That evolved into being a coach, being the podcast co-host, leaving my 32-year career as a government accountant, and just basically changing everything about my life. Realizing the person that I wanted to be at the weight I wanted to be, and how amazing I could make my life if I decided to be that way. So that's my story. That's the quick and dirty version. There's lots to it. If you listen to the podcast, you've heard that and met much more. And we'll get started. We'll get started. So as I said, keynote, presentation, Q&A, then a site tour. So everyone who's here, I want you, whether you're brand new or have been here for a while, I want you to watch from the beginner mindset, okay? Corinne always gives us some very basic rules to work the program by. The first is, if you're in Facebook, you don't go into that group until you've made a plan for the day. Don't make it hard. Don't make your plan hard. Just use your planner or a scrap piece of paper or a post-it note. Just write it down. Okay, just write down what you're going to eat for the day. You don't do anything in the program until that plan is made. When Corinne teaches, you have water with you, right? And when she cusses, you drink the water. So, yeah, I might let a word slip here and there, but you're not going to get as hydrated with me as you would with Corinne. So I tell you what, when I say the word plan, drink your water today, okay? But listen, always when she's speaking, listen to the message. Don't get wrapped up in the language if that bugs you. I recently talked to a lady who is not a cusser at all, but loves Corinne and just passes by the words she doesn't use. And it's no big deal. Ask questions. Number three, ask questions if you don't know what to do. And I want you to write this down. If you feel overwhelmed, confused, or just plain curious, ask your questions. We have several places to ask questions, and I'll go over those in just a minute. All right, so we're getting started. We've gone over the rules. You're going to ask questions when you need to. Let's go. Let's roll. So you're going to do these things first. You're going to complete orientation. Okay, it's 5 lessons, I think. Might be 17 minutes total if you don't speed up, the videos. Super easy to listen to. Do that first. Then when you finish orientation, there's a button on the website that takes you right into the No BS Weight Loss course. That's the next step for you. That's your homework until you're done. Nothing else is as important as this course. Nothing. Okay? You're also going to download your private member podcast. You'll be getting emails, if you haven't gotten them already, you'll be getting emails from Castos that give you links to our 3 private member podcasts. There is one that is only the No BS Weight Loss course. There is one that is all of our courses that you can take once you're finished with the No BS Weight Loss course. And there's one that is coaching calls, just very similar to this one. This will go into the live trainings podcast, so private member podcast. There is no difference between the No BS course and the No BS course podcast. It's the podcast, the private member podcast, has the audio version of the same video that's on the website. So if you're a website girl and you like to watch Corinne teach, You don't even need to listen to the No BS course on the podcast. If you're somebody who likes to listen and take notes, then use the Private Member podcast. This is not the same podcast as the Losing 100 Pounds. That's public. Okay, that's where everybody can listen to Corinne, whether they're a member or not. These three Private Member podcasts are only available to the membership. Now, one other thing about the Private Member podcast, you don't have to listen to everything. So when you go to the library, okay, that's me. I love the library. You go to the library, you don't walk in and you go, oh my gosh, I have all these books to read. What you do is you go in there and you say, I think I'd like to listen to read a book on making a daily plan. So you go find a book, you check it out, you take it home and you read it. Same thing with the Private Member podcast. If you want a podcast, a lesson on the 24-hour plan, you go find the lesson, you listen to that one. You don't have to listen to everything. You're going to love listening at your leisure at some point, but right now you just don't have to. You just don't have to. It's like Netflix. You don't open up Netflix and go, I have all these movies to watch. You find the one you want, you watch it. Okay, make sense? All right, and the last one is plan like your dreams depend on it, because they do, y'all. They do. Planning is going to be so key to learning how to show up for yourself and having your own back. You know, when you decide to make a plan and you decide to follow it, that is victory number one. And you need to count that as a victory every time you do it, because that's what's going to help you lose weight. Warning, don't go down this social rabbit hole and think messing around in Facebook is doing no BS. It's not. Facebook is the social side of the program. The work is on the website in the No BS Weight Loss course. You can visit the Facebook group after you've made your doable plan for the day and done your No BS Weight Loss course lesson, but that's not the program. You know, I think so many times in the past, people get in Facebook and they think they're working the program, and they're not. The course is the program. The course is where the learning is. The course is what you're going to want to apply in your life. Super important. So module one goes over the four basics in detail, gives you some action steps to take, some guidance on how to do things. Module two is where you start working on your mind, and that's where your life change begins. Tips about the No BS Weight Loss course. It's good to watch the video slowly. Take notes. Please promise me you will do the worksheets. They help you apply what you've learned in that lesson. You can either print the worksheets in the worksheet workbook on the No BS course, the whole page, or you can print them individually as you go through the course. There are buttons for the worksheets that are on the same page as the lessons. You can print them, can download into GoodNotes and use them on your iPad, whatever it is you want to do. But they are the things that help you implement what you're learning. You also have transcripts for each lesson if you like to read, and checklists if you want to stay focused. Asking questions. You can't ask too many questions. Don't worry about asking too many questions. If you have a question, ask it. There are three places to ask questions. The first one is Ask Coaches. That's on the website under the Get Coached tab. Now, here's how that works. You're going to be taken to a page first that has frequently asked questions. And there's probably, I don't know, 15 or 20 of them on there. And we have curated those questions in a way that they are the most commonly asked things. And you can go in there, and if your question is in that list, you get an instant response. Instant. I mean, it's just like you don't even have to make a request, right? You don't even have to type your question. You've already got an answer. If your question is not on the FAQs, you'll go to Ask My Question and you'll type it out for a coach to respond. Give them, you know, 24 to 48 hours, depending on how many questions there are. They do their best to turn those around really quickly. You will not get a notification when it's answered. You'll need to go back into Ask Coaches to recent answers to look for your question. So give it a unique title. You don't have to give your name. It's all anonymous, but write your title down and go look for it in 24 to 48 hours. That's the best way to find a coach. Okay. if you want to crowdsource your answers and you want to, or your questions, and you want to ask something like, so what have y'all noticed about hunger signals when, you know, after you haven't had anything to eat for a few hours? What are your hunger signals? What are your signals for enough? How did you do this? What are you eating this week? Those are great things for our community to help you with and for them to answer. They always get all kinds of response. And, that's where you're going to find your, the people who've been working the program. They have so much wisdom to offer you. The community is such an amazing aspect of this program, right? And then for anything else, anything tech related, any account questions, just don't know where to post, hit us up at support@pnptribe.com. That's why you'll find Vern and Mammy, the Queen's mom, and sometimes Lexi. So we have some great help over in support as well. Again, ask questions. You're here to lose weight. Not to keep sitting around thinking you're alone, too far gone, the only one who thinks this way, or hope someone notices you aren't participating. You can't show up how you always do and hope this time will be different, y'all. You have to be different. You have to show up in a different way. Just keep pushing play on the No BS lessons and ask questions. You're never behind, ever. All right, let's talk about the weekly flow. This is what you'll see in the No BS membership each week. Every Sunday, this morning, 6 a.m., I think mine came, you get a link to our weekly newsletter. Check this email, open it up. It's got a call schedule, it's got tips, it's got a success story. It may even have some impactful posts. If you didn't get this email, if you've checked and you did not get a link to the No BS weekly newsletter, email us at support@pnpdrive.com. We need to make sure you're getting that, because that is the number one way we communicate with you about what's coming and what you need to watch for. Every day, make a plan, no matter what. We've talked about this. Do it before you do any other No BS work. And if you can, listen to a No BS weight loss course lesson every day, or at least put some time on your calendar when it works for you to listen to a lesson or two. Keep yourself in the mode of learning. And then the last thing is implement versus shelf development. And what that means is don't just learn, don't just listen. Take what you're listening and put it into practice. Okay, here's the thing. If you want to work for a week on getting your water in, or 2 weeks just on getting your water in, that's fine. Okay, you just keep working. Keep trying to nail whatever it is you've chosen to work on. That's the most important thing. That's what's going to solve this for you, is if you keep showing up in little ways every day. After around 7 days as a member, you get access to the main Facebook group. We would love for you to finish module one first. Gives you that background on those four basics. And we lead you through the course with your emails. You're probably noticing that. I'm checking the chat over here, see if anybody's got any questions. Rhonda is back. Rhonda, I love it. Y'all, Rhonda Copeland's amazing. Okay. So the sequence of emails that you're getting every day or 2 days is an outline of the next thing to listen to in No BS. I just want to say this for everyone listening. If you're keeping up with those emails, if you're in time with those emails, that's amazing. If you're ahead of those emails in the course, that's fine too. And if you're getting emails about lessons you haven't gotten to yet, no problem. Hear me say this, okay? Just keep those emails in your inbox. Maybe move them to their own special folder or something and work through them as you have time. We just wanted you to hear from us every day. We wanted you to know that you have amazing content that's waiting for you, okay? All right. Live calls and replays. So you are getting emails when Corinne's calls start with a link to the training calendar. That is so important. The training calendar on the website is always where you want to go to get your call links, just like you probably did today. Every call is scheduled a month in advance. You'll look for it on the website in the news calendar replay button. So about mid-month, we plan the next month's calls. So right now, the August calls are on the training calendar. There are two types of calls. There is a webinar style call or classroom style call, just like this one where you have one speaker. The one speaker, like if it's Corinne and she's coaching, will pull up one person on screen. So there might be one person on screen, there might be two people on screen. The beautiful thing about that is you can be in your pajamas and nobody knows watching. Okay, you'd be doing your laundry, listen, all that's fine. You can't be seen or heard unless you are brought up on screen on the classroom style or webinar style call. We also have meeting style calls. Those are calls, and you may know this already because so many people have been working from home, but those are calls where when you join the call, it looks like Brady Bunch. Everybody on the call has their own little box. The great thing about that call is you can turn your video off if you want to. Okay, you don't have to have your video on. A lot of people like to, though, because they like seeing the interaction of all the other members. So two types of calls, classroom style, meeting style. This one is classroom style. And again, on these live calls and replays, only watch what makes sense for you after you've done the No BS course or you feel confident you can listen to more. Okay? So the weekly calls dive deeper into things that get in the way of weight loss. The calls are there to help you listen on the go in the Private Member Podcast, live trainings, so you can keep your No BS mindset front and center. One thing I want to say about these coaching calls, these weekly calls that happen, is that you don't have to be coached to get the benefit of the call. I can't tell you the number of times I've just been listening to a call and thought, that's me. She is me, and I need to take notes because Corinne is coaching her and she's coaching me at the same time, and I'm not even on the call. Corinne is giving her instructions because at the same time, I'm benefiting from everything she said. Figure out how you can apply the calls that you're listening to yourself. So much success can be found if you do that. You don't have to get coached to get the benefit of the call. Tracy loves all the communication. That's awesome. I am so glad to hear that, Tracy. All right. Remember, you can't get behind. I've talked about this. There's not too much information. That would be a thought. There is information. Use what you can and what you need. Replays are like Netflix. Private Member Podcast is like going to the library. And I will say this. Most of the membership, like 95%, listens to things on replay. They don't listen to them live. So you don't have to. That's the beautiful thing, right? Okay. Making your planner a habit. So these are things you're going to do with your planner. You're going to plan the time of day that for 2 weeks, you will make your daily plan and assessment. So right now, if you are making your plans each day, I want you to put in the chat, what time of day do you make your plans? I'll go ahead and tell you, I make mine at about 9 o'clock at night, the night before. My planner sits on my bedside table with a pen open. No kidding. So when I go up to bed at night, I put on my pajamas, I wash my face, I take care of my plan for the next day. Good. I'm seeing all kinds of morning planners. That's amazing. The thing is, if you pick a time and a spot right now and you do it for 2 weeks, you're going to figure out if that works for you. Put your pen and your planner in that spot so you don't miss it or forget about it. I've heard a lot of people put it next to the coffee pot. But yep, see, Donna does hers at 5 a.m. with coffee. It's perfect. Figure out. Vern says, no planner, no coffee. See, figure out what works for you, okay? Because what works for you is something you will do consistently. So instructions for how to use the No BS planner are in the front of the planner. I didn't bring mine with me today, but that very first page has some really, really overall basic instructions on it. If you are confused about a question in the planner, or you don't understand what a particular page is for, you can do the planner course, which is on the NoBS website, on the NoBSWomen.com website under self-paced courses. You can also find it linked from the planner lesson in the NoBS course. What else was I going to say about that? Oh, you can also take your question to Ask Coaches, right? And they'll answer it there too. Setting a goal. If you are a person who wants to set a goal, do this. Please do this. Make it doable. You're probably excited. You probably have some doubts. It's all normal. All that kind of stuff happens. Everybody has it. Just make sure your goal is doable. I don't want anybody saying they're going to lose 100 pounds in 90 days. Okay? That's not doable. It's not doable. Not in such a way that you'll live your life in the same way you lost your weight. So do that 60-day goal worksheet in the front of your planner. Make sure it's doable. You're probably going to lose between 0.5 pound and 2 pounds a week in the beginning. On average, you're not going to have weight loss every week. Y'all, we got hormones. We've got salty foods. We've got, things, we get sick. Things happen. What you want to see overall is a downward trend, but what you don't want though is to base all of your success on the number on the scale. You also need to be cheering yourself every time you follow your plan, every time you get your water in, every time you go to bed at night. Okay. Those progress points. The key to goals are those progress points and making sure that you're showing up every day in all those areas. Not just the scale going down. That goal shows you what direction you want to go in, and what you do to get there is what the most important thing is. That's why you have a habit tracker in your planner. It's perfect for tracking key behaviors that help you get to the goal, like making plan, assessing your plan, following your plan, whether or not you followed the doable hunger method, whether or not you went to bed, got your water in. Whatever it is that you want to track, use that habit tracker. You even have two blank places on it. You could track, sometimes I track personal development, whether or not I listened to the NoBS course, did my worksheets. Sometimes I'll track movement. Maybe I want to get 10 minutes of movement in, out from behind this desk, right? You'll get to your goals faster when you use that planner every day and you make your plan, okay? Now, I want to talk a little bit about overwhelm and self-sabotage. So you have a brain and it has thoughts, and it's probably shooting all kinds of thoughts at you. What you need to do, your job, is to recognize the ones that work for you and the ones that don't. And I'm going to give you a few examples of something you might think or you could watch for thinking and how to shift it around into something that sounds a little bit better. First one, watch out for thinking, I don't know what to do, or I'm not good at weight loss. Perfection is not required here, y'all. It's not required. I've told you what to do. You make a plan. You listen to an OBS lesson, right? You ask for help. You do know what to do. So instead, you start thinking, I'm figuring it out. And then you go ask for help. Perfection isn't required. In fact, it's not going to happen. It's just not. None of us are perfect. Watch out for thinking, I made a mistake. Start thinking, perfection is not required. I want you to hear my voice in your head when you start beating yourself up over a mistake or an overeat. I want you to hear, Kathy said, perfection is not required. Continuing forward is, though. Watch out for thinking, this isn't happening fast enough. And start thinking, I don't care if I'm inching forward. I'm just no longer taking steps back. Coach Yesenia dropped that bomb at our last camp. And I get goosebumps just thinking about it, because the way she said it was so encouraging. and so thought-provoking. It was just amazing. I don't care if I'm inching forward. I'm just no longer taking steps back. That's the attitude that you need to have. And that brings me into talking to you just a little bit about how change happens. So if you're inching forward, that means when you first start, about 25% of the time, you'll have lots of focus in figuring it out. And then once you practice making your plan, doing your lessons, assessing, trying to find out where hunger and satisfied are in your body and what they feel like, once you start to focus there, that focus grows. After a little while, about 50% of the time, you've got your focus on, your compounding wins. Again, practice some more. You're up to 75% of the time. It's becoming easier to think, easier to keep going. You're on a roll. You've got some momentum. And then you just carry that into more practice until you get like me, like some of the other people who've lost their weight, and about 95% of the time is autopilot. And recovery from mistakes is easy. I want you to see that though. 95% of the time, I still make mistakes. I still have overeats. I just don't beat myself up over them anymore. I just hop right back on my plan the next day. It's called being human, being okay with it. Okay? One more. If you hear yourself saying, I have to do this, or I should do this, that gives the power of that to someone outside of you. But if you say, I choose to do this and I get to do this, that is you owning the decision to not only join No BS, but to work the program, to listen to the course, to ask for help, to make your plan. You choose to do these things. You chose to get on this call today. You chose, you get to be on this call today and hit up the chat and ask me questions, okay? So important that you own your decisions, that you know that you are looking out for yourself in this. You're probably gonna have feelings of doubt and fear, okay? They're gonna come up. And it's okay that they're there. Don't get pissed at them. Don't get mad at them. It's just not helpful to fight them. Just ask yourself, can I just? I know, I don't know if this is going to work. I know I'm afraid I'll fail. I know all these things, but can I just make my plan? Can I just eat on plan this next meal? Can I just have a glass of water? Can I just? Opens the door for you to make that simple next step despite being doubtful or fearful. So important. We all need bracelets that say, can I just? I mean, because you can use that tool in weight loss, in work, with your family, in any kind of situation that where you just need to take one small step forward. So can I just? This is such a beautiful way to inch yourself in the right direction. And the last thing I want to tell you all is you have to celebrate everything. As humans, as people, the way our brains work is they look for problems. We're always going to see what's gone wrong first, every single time. You have to be intentional about looking for what's going right. And you have to be intentional about celebrating everything from, you know, making your plan, to saying no to a donut, to, you know, getting on the scale and not beating yourself up. Everything is celebratable, no matter how small. You have to celebrate every single win. You have to convince your brain that things are different now. Celebrating makes new habits that you're learning in No BS really attractive. And you'll want to repeat those habits when you celebrate. So watching how you talk to yourself will change everything. Listen to yourself, talk to yourself. And you can look forward to your mind changing more in module 2, hearing those things. But for now, just listen. Listen to the words you give yourself, okay? All right, it is time for Q&A. Let me quit sharing my screen here. Let's see what kind of Q&A we got going on. Two questions. Awesome. Holly, question for the habit tracking sheet under doable hunger method. Do you circle it? Let's see. Do you, I gotta figure out what she's saying here. Do you circle, if you did the assessment and thought work, if you did or did not follow doable hunger, or do you circle it if you had a perfect doable hunger day? Okay, I think I understand what you're saying. So you can do one of two things with the doable hunger method. You can use those two extra boxes and split it out and say, I ate when I'm hungry, when I was hungry, and I stopped when I had enough. And if you did that all day long, you get to check that box or circle it or however you want to mark it. Some people color them, however you want to mark it. If you want to keep those two things together and you followed the doable hunger method all day long, you get to check that box. The plan and the assessment have their own box. They have different boxes. We tried to make them so you could track the basics individually instead of collectively. Let me know if that doesn't answer that, Holly. Okay, got it. Thanks. Excellent. Is there a list of media platforms, websites we should understand why it cuts off on me? We should be aware of in advance. I missed a 9 o'clock meeting this morning because I didn't have Clubhouse set up. Okay. We did not have a 9 o'clock Clubhouse this morning. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure if you're talking about a 9 o'clock, a Clubhouse outside of No BS. This is rocks a walk. Everything you need, anytime Corinne is speaking, whether it's Clubhouse or Zoom like this, or one of the other coaches, is going to be on that training calendar. And if you need a setup link for Clubhouse, go to the training calendar. We have put those links on the calendar. So everything you need ever, you know, from times to room links to Clubhouse links or whatever, is on the training calendar on the website. Go to the news calendar replays menu item and then training calendar. I hope that answers your question. Donna says, I'm having an issue with recognizing doable hunger. I had weight loss surgery 10 years ago and don't feel hungry until I'm hangry. How do I do this? That's a really great, great question, Donna. I would crowdsource that. I would either go in the main Facebook group, or we have a weight loss surgery subgroup where the mentor in that group has had weight loss surgery, and I'm betting all or most of the members in that group have also had weight loss surgery. They can help you with the different types of hunger signals that they have as they have figured out some things about doable hunger with regard to weight loss surgery. So that's what I would do. I would either ask in the Facebook group or in the main group, or I would actually join that subgroup and ask there. So if you are not a Facebook member, Donna, I want you to tell me in the chat and I will do my best. I have not had weight loss surgery. Maybe somebody in the chat has and they can help you too. Tracy, I am really good at knowing when I'm hungry, not so good at telling when I'm about to be full. So stopping before full is hard. Ideas for cueing into this. Another great question for the Facebook group, but this is my work also. I know when I'm satisfied. I just have to practice stopping eating when I'm satisfied. Donna has not been accepted into the Facebook group. So when did you ask? Would be my question. If it's been a few days, I would go ahead and ask again. Make sure you put your email in your, you know, there's a question when you ask okay, I'm just gonna make a note to look for you. But if you did not, Donna Green, you're welcome. I tell you what, if I'll look for you after this call, and if you're not accepted, I want you to, I'm getting distracted. I want you to email support and we'll take care of you, okay? Yasmin is also on the call and is helping Donna with the weight loss surgery question. Awesome. Don't you love this community, y'all? I mean, seriously, don't you love this community? There's always somebody right here to help you. All right, back to Tracy. Stopping at enough. You don't want to wait for full. So here's what I would, the first thing I would do if I were you is I would take my normal portions and plan to leave 3 to 4 bites behind. And then after a couple of days, if you think you're still eating too much, then just narrow your portions down a little bit more and leave a little bit behind. Okay, just start working with figuring it out. The best way to do that to start off is to leave a few bites behind and to think about how is my body feeling. And remember this, if you're a fast eater like I am, it takes 10, 15 minutes for the food that you swallow to actually reach your stomach and for your stomach to send a signal back up to your brain to say, stop eating, we've had enough. So slow down your eating and see if that helps as well. What's the emergency help for overwhelm? Ann says, the emergency help is take one simple step forward. Do one simple thing, whether it's make a plan, have a glass of water, ask for help, get in a Facebook group and say, I'm a little overwhelmed. What do you suggest? Those are the things I would do. Overwhelm does not exist if you're doing something. So you will fix it yourself if you just step into that little bitty first step of action, like a glass of water or a plan. Okay. How do I know exactly when my planner will arrive? If you have purchased a planner, it usually takes 3 to 5 days priority mail. So it's super quick. I love that you're using the printouts for now. Good, Holly. That's awesome. Is there a listing of all the coaches' information about each of them and when they usually do coaching? So Kara, if you go to, on the website, go to Get Coached, there is a link to the private coaching page. All of their bios are on the private coaching page. Okay, so that's where you can learn a little bit about each coach. The call count, the training calendar that I've been telling you all about with the links and the dates and the times, those calls that are done by coaches, the coach is identified in the notes of the call. So let's say it's the life coaching call that's coming up this month. It'll say in the description of that call which coach is doing that call. Let's see. Kim wants to know, how do I find an accountability group? So my best advice is that you go on to nobswomen.com and you go to the menu side that says Facebook and accountability groups. There's a form there for you to pick up, fill out. Our amazing team member, Heidi, does all the accountability group matching. Takes her 3 to 4 days to get the matches together. That seems to work because, you know, as people come in, she will collect them and then match them. So that's how you find one. And I'll show you, if you want to stay for the site tour, I'll show you exactly where that is. All right. Vern is taking, it looks like Vern, thank you, is taking care of Donna and her Facebook request. Kelly says, I had overwhelm when I joined. I'm going to just focus on the beginning and then no BS. That's Kelly, that is perfect. That's perfect. If you have even the littlest bit of overwhelm, I would not listen to any coaching calls. I would not get in that Facebook group. I would do exactly what your emails tell you to do. Listen to this lesson, do this worksheet. Get the email, get the next lesson, do the next worksheet. If you can't keep pace with the daily emails, it's fine. Just take that next step as you can. Listen to that next lesson as you can. All right, that's all the questions. Donna, Vern, let me just say, Vern is awesome. She is our customer support manager, and she just took care of Donna. Great job. Donna's in. All right. So now I'm going to do a quick site tour for you guys. So if you've already been on the website and you know all the things, you're welcome to stay. You're welcome to watch, you know, more, whatever you want to do. I'll only take a few minutes. Some people like this and some people are okay without it. So let me get my website pulled up. and share my screen again. All right. Okay, everybody. Can you see Corinne in her amazing black leather jacket and the homepage on the website? Yes, thank you, Holly. All right. So this is the website. This is the homepage. Over here is the menu that I keep referring to. Start here is the homepage. The homepage, y'all, has so many of the things you already need. Link to orientation. Scroll down. Link to the No BS course. Scroll down. Link to order or print a planner. Link to ask coaches. There's me, Corinne, Coach Betsy. Link to the training calendar, link to the newsletter, and link to the FAQs at the bottom. And this little jewel right here, this blue question mark, is a cool little feature. If you click that, it will take you directly over to an email to support@pnptribe.com. One other feature I want to show you about on this, on the website, is this banner up here. So right now in our membership, in July, we have guest coach Judith Gatton. She is a style coach for curvy women. She is amazing. She has a book. She has a course. She's working with us on body image. The beautiful thing about this course is it will be here on the website for as long as you are a member. You do not have to do this course this month. If you are brand new, what should you be doing? Making a plan, doing your next No BS lesson, right? So anytime, we want to make sure you get information. We're going to put it in the newsletter. And we're going to put it on this banner. So just for the members, so they know that where to get the course page and where to get the replay of the last call. Those will be up here. We might put other messages up here. Well, we will. This will rotate out. But the most important thing we want you to know will be on this banner. All right. Now we have link to No BS orientation. Link directly to the No BS weight loss course. Okay. So that course page, you've probably seen it. I just want to show you a couple little fun things as I scroll down. Right here is a worksheet workbook. If you want to print out all the worksheets prior to doing the course, there they are. It's going to be about 50 or 60 pages. Okay, just know that. If you want to print the full transcript workbook for all the modules, it's right here. My screen just jumped. And then, of course, you have the course as you go down further down the page. Newsletter, calendar, and replays. This is where you'll find the newsletter, which looks like this. It's updated each week. It's called the No BS Weekly, and it will always have the date. So you can either click the link from your email, or you can come directly to the website and see the newsletter. Then you also have the training calendar and the video replays. So the training calendar is exactly what I've been telling you about. This is where you'll find the links. Let me just show you what today's looked like, just so you can see. You scroll down. It takes a hairy second to load. There it is. Go down. I scroll down to the 18th. And this is, if I click right here on this call, it tells me the time. Gives me the link right here. Gives me a little bit, just a note about what it's going to be. And this is the instructions to the coach using it to make sure that they go into the right room. Super easy. This is always where you want to look for call information. Now, let's go back to the home page. Self-study resources. This is where, when you are finished with No BS, you will find the next workshop you might want to do. Book studies, if you want to do a book study, worksheets, meditations, and our SOS page. Y'all, this is brand new. Somebody asked about what to do in overwhelm. If you go to the SOS page under self-study resources, I believe there is a link to, there is not a link to overwhelm. Doing all the things. Okay, we need to add one because that's a really good one to add. But on the SOS page, you have the overeating window. I did well for a few days and then things didn't go so well, and some other things. All right, under my extras, we'll go back to the home page. Under my extras, you have your planner, private member podcast instructions, our favorite things. If you ever want to know Corinne's coffee recipe or what kind of book she's reading or whatever, you'll go to my favorite things. Then under guest coach, get coached is where you have your ask coaches pages. You have your private coaching and another link to the SOS page. Facebook and accountability partners. This is where you will fill out your form if you want an accountability partner. You'll learn about the Facebook subgroups. If you want to read about some success stories, you've got those there. And you also have a meetup calendar. And, you know, now that we are thinking about coming out of all the COVID restrictions, if you want to have a meetup personally, or if you want to attend one, or if you want to create a Zoom call or something like that, all you have to do is come to this meetup calendar and fill out the form. Super easy. Then the last one, well, second to last, is events and camp. We have registration going on right now for camp in October. That is a 3-day transformation weekend experience. It is, the theme is becoming the hero of your story. Corinne and Yasmin are working really hard to pull that together right now. It's going to be amazing. And then the last thing is FAQs and my account. So if you don't find what you need in FAQs and my account, you will email us at support@pnptribe.com. That's your quick and dirty site tour. All right. Denise says, I noticed in module 2, the ideas don't match up with the printout. I need you, Denise, to go back into the worksheet workbook and print those pages again because that has been updated. I have worked on that. The videos are matching up now. We printed an update to module 2 in June, I believe. And once the, you probably caught us between the update and the update to NoBS. So a few people were caught in between the actual updates of the videos and the updates of the workbook. So it is updated now. So you should have everything you need. All right, everybody. Let's check and make sure there are no more questions. How does the member podcast differ from the 100 pounds podcast? How should I approach listening to the member podcast? Okay, Kim. So I talked about this a little bit earlier. The 100 pounds podcast is what the public has access to. It is free content. The private member podcast is only for membership, only inside the membership. Corinne gives you much, much more information as a member than she gives the public. So the three podcasts are the NoBS Weight Loss Course audio versions of the lessons, all the self-paced workshop audio versions, that's in the podcast called Bonus Courses, and then the live trainings is calls like this, or coaching calls, or journaling calls that you can do as you want or as needed. They are just extras right now as you're doing the NoBS Weight Loss Course. Your focus needs to be on NoBS. So if you decide you want to listen to a call, that's great. Just put in your headphones and your podcast and go to work, but you don't have to, okay? I hope that answers your question. Is there anything else? Does anybody else have a question? If you don't, I will go ahead and call it a call. Let you guys go to enjoy the rest of your Sunday. I will say this. I do want to wrap with this real quick. The next orientation call will be on August 8th, and Corinne will be on that call. And she has a little bit more content she's going to share. So if you want to join that call as well. That one's in development right now. It's going to be after our launch. So there'll be probably quite a few people there. But you're welcome to come to that call as well. I've given you a really great base here, though, and you should be like ready to go right now. All right, that's it. I think somebody else. Yep, Marcia's off to a good start. Awesome. Make sure. My computer kicked me out. Can I watch this again for the site tour under replay? Yes, it'll go into video replays, and it'll also go as a link onto the orientation page. Thank you for mentioning that, Kelly. All right, everybody, have a great rest of your day. And please remember, ask us questions. Anything you need, hit us up and Ask Coaches, Facebook group, or support. All right, you guys take care.